You're listening to SBS News.
Germany introduced free COVID-19 testing for returned travellers in the first week of August after new cases reached 1,000 a day for the first time since May. Some health professionals had criticised the effectiveness of the tests, saying that holidaymakers who had tested negative on their return to Germany had gone on to test positive several days later. But the bigger concern for German authorities is the strain the free tests are putting on laboratories, in addition to staff and equipment shortages. Oliver Hartzert is the manager of a German laboratory.
We always used to have a test capacity leeway of 15 to 20% in order to react quickly to local outbreaks. With the returning travellers and the many samples we're receiving, we are pretty much reaching our limit, and the situation in other labs across Germany is the same.
A rule which requires travellers returning from areas Germany considers hotspots to quarantine for 14 days will, however, stay in place. Compulsory testing for those travellers will remain, and German Health Minister Jens Spahn says if the more widespread traveller testing is scrapped, local authorities will have to intensify their monitoring of returning holidaymakers in quarantine.
At a time when the number of new infections in Germany is low, it's important to prevent the virus spreading in the country through returning travellers. We were therefore forced to adapt the testing regime to that situation.
There are serious concerns in Croatia after it recorded its highest number of daily new infections since the start of the outbreak. 358 new cases means the country has a total of 8,888 infections, and it's recorded 175 deaths. The recent spike has forced tens of thousands of tourists to return to their homes before new restrictions are enforced. Dijana Novković is the chief epidemiologist in the canton of Split.
We expect the number of positive patients to rise even more, as we had large events organised in this canton and the incubation period has not expired yet. No one expected this high number of tourists coming into Croatia, and this industry here showed that it's still really strong. We know that tourist centres like Split, Makarska, Troja and Var are visited mostly by young people, and we know that infection spread will not remain only within the young population. They have their parents, their relatives, and indeed they were spreading the infection around.
Elsewhere in Europe, France's education minister Jean-Michel Blanquer says schools are pushing ahead with the start of the school year on September 1st, despite a rise in infections.
We are pursuing the reforms. The School of the Republic will not be an adjustment varial of the sanitary crisis. On the contrary, it will be an appropriate answer that strengthens equality for our children. This is why I didn't want to delay the start of the school year, and that is why I insisted so much in May and June that our classes reopen. And for this next start of the year, we will be able to benefit from experience from May and June because the teachers, but also our children, have been able to practice some responses related to safety precautions.
All students and teachers will be required to wear masks in line with World Health Organization recommendations. Teachers in Italy, Europe's first virus hotspot, have also been getting tested ahead of schools reopening there. In the United States, there is alarm over new COVID testing guidelines issued by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The guidelines, posted on the federal agency's website earlier this week, say testing is not necessary for people who have been in close contact with infected people. Previously, the advice was for local health departments to test anyone who had been within 2 metres of an infected person for more than 15 minutes. Testing may still be recommended for people with underlying health issues, but US Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is calling the new guidelines scary and dangerous.
Well, testing, tracing, treating, isolating, mask wearing, sanitation, this is what scientists tell us is necessary to stop the growth, the flow of this virus and to help to eliminate it. They won't do that. So now they're having the CDC, shame on them, as I say, shame on the commissioner of the FDA the other day for his misrepresentations. This all is being politicized.
That's the sound of hundreds of Peruvian doctors on the streets of Lima. They are demanding better working conditions and say they lack the resources to tackle COVID-19 in a country that has reported more than 600,000 cases. The health workers say the lack of personal protective equipment has endangered their safety and caused 150 deaths among them. Peru has one of the world's worst per capita fatality rates, with nearly 28,000 deaths in its population of 33 million. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.